Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited, hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudhanshu Bansal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bansal.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening, everybody. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome you all to the conference call of NTPC Limited to discuss the fourth quarter and FY23 results. We have with us the leadership team of NTPC, comprising Mr. Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, Mr. Dilip Kumar Patel, Director of Human Resources, Mr. Ramesh Babu, Director of Operations, Mr. Ujjwal Kanti Bhattacharya, Director of Projects, and Mr. Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel. Thank you so much, sirs, for your kind presence and giving JM Financial the opportunity to host the call. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Srinivasan, Director of Finance, for opening remarks and taking the call forward. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, and a very good evening to all the participants. I, Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, welcome you to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited. I have with me my colleague directors, whose name have just been announced. I have also with me other key members of the NTPC team. Today, the company has announced the audited financial results for FY23, along with the financial results for Q4 FY23. The key performance highlights for the financial year and quarter ended 31st March 2023 have already been disclosed on both the stock exchanges. Keeping up with the expectations of our stakeholders, NTPC has yet again recorded multifold progress in its operational and financial performance. The key highlights of our performance in FY23 are as under, which I'm sharing with you now. Operational highlights of FY23 is as under: during financial year 2023, NTPC Group has added 3,952 MW of commercial capacity to its portfolio. As on 31st March 2023, the commercial capacity of NTPC stands at 56,368 MW on standalone basis and 72,254 MW for the group. NTPC Group generated 399 billion units in financial year 2023, as compared to 361 billion units in financial year 2022, an increase by nearly 11%. The standalone gross generation financial 2023 was 344 billion, against an increase of 11% over previous year gross generation of 310 billion units. During financial year 2023, average plant load factor of NTPC coal stations was 75.90%, as against the national average of 64.21%, thereby maintaining a spread of over 11% over the national average. For financial year 2023, five coal stations of NTPC, which is Korba, Vindhyachal, Rihand, Talcher, and Kanti, were among the top 10 performing stations in the country in terms of PLF. During financial year 2023, there has been an improvement in scheduling by the beneficiaries, thereby reducing the backing down from 96.70 billion units in financial year 2022 to 91.85 billion units. I now share the status of the fuel supply. During financial year 2023, materialization of coal against the annual contracted quantity was 181.34 million metric tons, which constitute 93.60% materialization as against 174.36 million metric tons, constituting 94.76% the corresponding previous year. Total coal supply during financial year 23 was 223.85 million metric tons, including 14.56 million metric tons of imported coal, as against 202.55 million metric tons in the previous year, which included 2.47 million metric tons of imported coal. There has been an increase of close to 65% in NTPC's own coal production, that is from 14.02 million metric tons in financial year 22 to 23.2 million metric tons in the financial year 23. Our update of you on some of various financial performances and key figures. Total income of NTPC for financial year 23 is ₹1,67,724 crores, as against the previous year total income of ₹1,24,752 crores, registering an increase of 34.45%. Profit after tax for financial year 23 is at 17,197 crores, as against 16,282 crores in the previous year, registering an increase of 5.62%. Total income of the group for the financial year is 1,77,977 crores, as against the previous year total income of ₹1,34,994 crores, registering an increase of 31.84%. Profit after tax of the group for financial year 23 is 17,121 crores as against the previous year's profit after tax of 16,960 crores. Just reconfirming my audibility. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible.
I'll continue. During financial year 23, our share of accounted profits in our joint ventures and subsidiaries is ₹2,246 crores, as compared to 2,398 crores in the previous year. During financial year 23, we have received dividend income of 2,336 crores from our subsidiaries and joint venture companies, as against 1,736 crores received during financial year 22. For financial year 23, the board has recommended the final dividend,
30%
of the paid-up share capital, that is ₹3 per share, subject to the approval of the shareholders in the ensuing annual general meeting. As you are aware, interim dividend for the financial year 23 at the rate of 42.5% of the paid-up capital, that is at the rate of 4.25 per share, has been already paid in February 2023. The regulated equity as on 31st March 2023 for NTPC standalone and group was ₹77,628 crores and 94,180 crores respectively. Gross block of NTPC has increased by 12,802 crores to a figure of 2,69,166 crores as at 31st March 2023. On group level, gross block has increased by 30,311 crores to 3,38,436 crores, mainly on account of capitalization of new units. The capital work in progress, including capital advances of NTPC, stood at 67,771 crores as at 31st March 2023 as compared to 79,272 crores as at 31st March 2020. At the group level, CWIP stood at 98,974 crores as at 31st March 2023 compared to 1,047 crores as at 31st March 22. At the group level, the ratio of gross block to CWIP is 3.42 financial year 23 as compared to 3.08 in financial year 22. Going forward, we expect growth to continue and believe the turnover from CWIP to gross block would be quicker because of greater mix of renewable capacity having a shorter gestation period. As regards to fund mobilization, during Q4 of financial year 23, NTPC executed a syndicated unsecured term loan of JPY 54.4 billion, equivalent to US$400 million, under the automatic route of Reserve Bank of India's External Commercial Borrowing (ECB) regulations. Average cost of borrowing in financial year 23 was 6.40% as compared to 5.94% in the financial year 22. In financial year 23, we have incurred a capital expenditure at the group level of 35,204 crores as compared to 35,719 crores in the previous year. The standalone capex of NTPC in financial year 23 was 24,597 crores as compared to 21,036 crores in the previous year. Cumulative expenditure of ₹9,279 crores has been incurred on the development of coal mines till 31st March 2023. On a standalone basis, capital outlay has been estimated at 22,454 crores for the financial year 24. During financial year 23, NTPC has realized ₹1,54,356 crores, which is more than 100% of the billed amount. Trade receivables were 15,964 crores, excluding unbilled revenue, as on 31st March 2023, which are equivalent to 36 days of sales in comparison to 45 days of sales as on 31st March 22. During financial year 23, ₹8,440 crores bills were discounted with banks as against 8,800 crores discounted during financial year 22, and bills discounted as on 31st March 23 stood at 1,287 crores. Few other highlights are as under. NTPC Group already has an operational renewable energy capacity of 3.2 gigawatts, and the total RE capacity in the pipeline has exceeded 20 gigawatts with various agreements in place. Diversified RE portfolio, NTPC is entering hydrogen and energy storage solution in a big way. This affects recently work for hydrogen hub at a place called Pudimadakka in Andhra Pradesh was initiated. Also, a storage tender of for 9,000 megawatt hours has been floated. NTPC Limited completed consolidation of its RE energy portfolio under one umbrella entity, that is NTPC Green Energy Limited, on 20th February 2023. The transaction comprised of transfer of 15 RE assets through a business transfer agreement and the transfer of 100% equity shareholding of NTPC Renewable Energy Limited, NREL, a wholly owned subsidiary of NTPC, through a share purchase agreement. This scheme has been implemented as a part of the corporate business plan of the group to provide an impetus for its focus on achieving 60 GW RE capacity target by financial year 2023. NVVN, the trading subsidiary, transacted 31 billion units during financial year 2023, as against 24 billion units during financial year, registering a growth of around 29%. A non-binding MOU has been signed with Government of Andhra Pradesh for development of a hydrogen hub at Pudimadaka near Visakhapatnam. The project will involve establishment of manufacturing facility for hydrogen-related equipment, production and export of green hydrogen, ammonia, green chemicals, etc. Of the several MOUs signed by NTPC and its subsidiaries, a few are highlighted here. NTPC Limited and Nuclear Power Corporation Limited have signed a supplementary joint venture agreement to collaborate and cooperate in the field of development of nuclear power project, which shall help the country in meeting the clean energy commitments to achieve net zero emission target by 2070. Initially, the JV company shall develop pressurized heavy water reactor projects at Tutka, Madhya Pradesh Atomic Power Project, 2 × 700 MW, and Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Project, 4 × 700 MW, which were identified as a part of the FEED mode nuclear projects. NTPC Green Energy Limited signed MOU with HPCL and IOCL for supply of round-the-clock renewable power for their requirements. NREL has signed MOU with Indian Army for setting up green hydrogen project in Army establishment. This agreement ushers in a new era of border security backed with energy security for the defense forces of the country. NREL has signed term sheet with Greenko Zero Private Limited, a Greenko group company, to supply 1300 megawatt round-the-clock RE power for powering Greenko's upcoming green ammonia plant at Kakinada, India. The agreement between the two companies is one of the world's single largest for supply of round-the-clock renewable supply for an industrial client. NTPC has been ranked number one independent power producer and energy trader globally in the S&P Global Commodity Insights Top 250 Global Energy Company Rankings 2022. NTPC has been bestowed the Most Iconic Organization Award in the World Manufacturing Award Ceremony by the World Manufacturing Congress. The award recognizes the leveraging of people's practice and CSR initiative for success and future readiness. NTPC received the 9th PSU IT Award under the organization category. This award has been given to NTPC for its digital transformation strategy to be a digital enterprise. NTPC has been presented the Green Ribbon Championship Award for its commitment to sustainability. Green Ribbon Champions is an initiative of Network 18 Media House to facilitate the prominent players across industries for significant contributions through their initiatives and projects across sustainability, afforestation, biodiversity, waste management, renewable energy and more. These are some of the key highlights I wanted to share with all the participants in this earning conference call before we begin the question and answer session. Thank you so much for the patience with me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. good performance in profitability during the year. My first question is, sir, how are you thinking about the monetization of renewables portfolio? Have you dropped the idea of strategic stakes there? If yes, what are the reasons and the way forward? And if no, can you expect the monetization strategic sale to happen in this fiscal year?
No, there was a definite plan for monetization of the RE assets, and you may be aware that NTPC also ran a process for partial stake sale, minority stake sale in the NGEL. However, despite some participation, the stake sale strategy could not materialize due to various reasons. However, going ahead, we would still like to, we have distinct plan of either going for IPO route or some kind of strategic sale initiative very soon. And this would be this very much on card considering the fast pace of expansion we are expecting on RE. And it will be needed, and it will also help to unlock our RE business. But only the question timeline on our readiness and the market scenario, which we'll share with you from time to time.
My second question is on the capacity addition. Capacity addition has been the lower side in last fiscal. We commissioned 3 gigawatt, 1.3 gigawatt of coal-based capacity and 1.7 gigawatt of renewables. Can we expect a slightly better number in FY24 and FY25? And can you give us a breakup between cost of portfolio and renewables capacity of the capacity commissioning?
So we had a commercial capacity addition in financial year 23 to the tune of 1,506 megawatt as far as standalone basis, and including our subsidiaries, JVs, it stood at 3,952 megawatt.
3,952.
And going ahead, we'll have a capacity addition target of close to 4,600 megawatt in the financial year 24. Megawatt during financial year 25 and 2,424 megawatt in financial year 26. However, this is purely on the conventional power. As far as renewable side is concerned, I can quote a collective figure of close to 16 gigawatt over the next 3 years, depends on the pace of implementation. So 16,000 megawatt would be there. So if you broadly divide over 3 years, it would be around 4,000 to 5,000. It will differ from year to year basis.
So one clarification, do we have 16 gigawatt PPA for all the renewable capacity which is coming, or do we expect to tie up some of the capacity?
Right.
Or
all this 16 gigawatt is has a clear visibility. This will be implemented by NGEL and NREL. And this capacity, what we are saying, is based on the tenders already won and the bilateral tie-ups, this definite bilateral tie-ups which we have with different entities.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. If you can please share your CAPEX plans for the year 24 and 25 as well, that will be very helpful.
Yeah. The CAPEX plan is the capital expenditure for 22-23 was 22,454 crores. And
that was the target.
Against that, we have achieved close to 24,500 and 24,000 crores.
Let me tell you on the capex front, we have actually achieved 24,597 rupees crore against a target of 225,454, which is 110% of the target. That is standalone basis. As a group, we have achieved.
Excuse me, sir. There is a cross connection to your line. I'll just reconnect and reconnect, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for your patience. We have reconnected with the management. Sir, you may proceed.
Yes, we'll be discussing about the capex.
Yes, sir.
So let me start again. In the just concluded financial year 22-23, our target was 22,454 rupees crore. Against that, we have achieved 24,597, which is 110% of the target. That is NTPC standalone basis. As NTPC group, our target was 26,562 rupees crore. Against that, we have achieved 35,204, which is 133% of the target. For the next financial year, that is 23-24, which is the current one, our target for NTPC standalone remains as 22,454, and our group target is 28,373, and we are confident we will be achieving these targets this year also. Going forward, for the next financial year, NTPC standalone is 24,701, 25-26 is 31,142, 26-27 is 34,096, and the group capacity, group capex, will tell you later because we are still consolidating with NIPCO and THDC. Thank you.
Sure, sir. So my second question is on the MOU with the AP government. Can you please share any tentative timelines for this project?
Yeah, the timelines for the AP project are broadly stipulated in the MOU. So the idea is that about 50% of the capacity will try to do by 2026, and the balance by 2030. So that's the broad idea in the MOU. But that depends on when we get all the clearances and when we actually start put the shovel in the ground.
So we have signed offtake agreements with the customers, sir, for hydrogen and ammonia?
No, that's still under discussion.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, second question is, like you highlighted, that there is a high likelihood or the intention is to do an IPO or a stake sale in the renewable business. So sir, wanted to understand post any such event, will NTPC standalone entity be able to borrow and pass on the debt to the renewable entity, or will it have a separate balance sheet of its own?
I think it's very simple. It will have a separate balance sheet of its own. It already has.
See, we have already done the consolidation of business in the RE business into NGL, and the idea is that NGL, and for that matter NREL, the subsidiary, would be raising funds on the strength of its balance sheet only.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Sir, couple of housekeeping questions. If you can just share the fixed cost under recovery, surcharge income, and PLF incentive numbers.
Fixed cost under recovery is around 400 crores this year, and our PLF is around 76% this financial year. It's around 5% more than last financial year.
Sir, incentive, PLF incentive.
515 crores.
Okay,
515 crores.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Subhadip Mitra from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is with regard to, if you could tell us what the adjusted PAT number is for fourth quarter and as well as for FY23.
Yeah,
the adjusted PAT for Q4 would be 4,895 crores. This compares favorably. If you see the Q4 for financial year 22, which was 4,570, so it is a 7% growth over the last year.
Okay, and for the full year?
For the full year, the figure is 16,314 compared to last year figure of 14,910, so an increase of approximately 9%.
Okay, understood. Secondly, with regard to the renewable projects, you did mention that we are looking at about 16 gigawatt of projects, you know, which are targeted to come by FY26. If you could throw a little bit more light on, you know, the breakup of these projects, you know, what kind of tie-ups they already have, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. See, just to give you a breakup of the whole our presence right now, we have 3.3 gigawatt of capacity already commissioned. And 4.6 gigawatt is under execution through this PPA available and construction contracts are awarded. Another 12.6 gigawatt is in the pipeline where we have either won the bids or LOAs received, PPA signed, or a joint venture agreement signed, term sheet have been signed, consent received. So these are different categories. That will constitute around 12.6 gigawatt. So that adds to around the 16 gigawatt. And from a technology mix point of view, this would be a ground mounted solar tentatively from around 12 to 14 gigawatt. Floating solar would be around 1 gigawatt. Wind we are targeting around 4 to 5 gigawatt. It will also, we are also exploring some small hydro. So the combination of all this will constitute, and as we go ahead, we will be able to firm it up better.
Understood. With regard to the ministry's announcement of, you know, bidding out 50 gigawatts of renewable projects in the current fiscal, what's your feel in terms of the on-ground progress? Are we actually seeing a lot more tenders coming up? And what would be the mix of these tenders? Because what we've been hearing is there are a lot more round-the-clock kind of tendering that is happening with more storage-based bids. So if you could help us with that as well.
Mr. Bhargav, the CEO of NGL, will take on this question. Over to Mr. Bhargav.
So, Subhadeep, the detailed breakup of the bid trajectory and the bid numbers has already been issued by the government. At 50 gigawatt has been broken up in the amongst the four companies to bring out the bid. And I think I don't have anything specific to add to what that breakup is. You are right. A big part of that is expected to be RE-RTC and quite a few of hybrid as well. So the idea is that since that is what the state governments want more, so we need to focus on those kind of bids as well. We are awaiting the final changes in the bid documents as of now to start the bid process. So that should happen soon. And then we can expect the first round of bids.
Understood. So, at least from your perspective, you feel quite confident that, you know, that 11, 12 gigawatt per quarter kind of a target at least has been set out, that seems to be achievable.
Yeah, that seems to be achievable in terms of bidding.
Of course, I guess we'll have to go step by step, right? So you start with bidding and then the execution picks up.
Yeah, so you know the drill in any case.
Perfect. So lastly, with regard to the module procurement side, you know, is there any particular strategy that you're looking at? Because right now, while we understand that yes, imports are allowed and ALMM has been pushed, over the long term, you know, many players are getting into their own module manufacturing and otherwise. So what is the strategy that you are looking at over there?
So we are looking at sourcing modules on longer term, but I mean, to answer your question, which you have been asking earlier also, we are not looking at manufacturing right now. But we do, we are in the process of finalizing the bid process for long-term sources, maybe 2 or 3 years, so that we can tie up on a long-term basis.
Understood. One last question, if I can slip in, is with regard to the RTC projects, where do you see the market moving? Would it be more of battery storage with wind, or do you see the pumped hydro part of the business really picking up?
No, right now we are going with whatever storage is the most cost competitive. So the one we have right now is pump storage. Going forward, the bid we have issued for 9 gigawatt hour, there again it's technology agnostic. So it depends on what kind of bids we see, what the numbers are. Accordingly, we'll keep on deciding.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharani Vijay Kumar from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Can you give the equity invested in the operational renewable projects of 3.2 gigawatt and also equity invested in under construction projects of 4.6 gigawatt and how much more to be invested in those projects?
I don't have a ready figure, but you can take a ballpark figure. As you know, you can take a capital expenditure of around 5.5 crores and a 20% equity on that. So we gave you a breakup of under construction as well as commission capacity.
So the 5.5 will not be applicable for earlier projects, right? Like which were older, so that's the reason why I'm asking.
So if we leave that apart, we should leave
that. The earlier capacities have come from a different model of feeding tariff. So now, going ahead, whatever is the plans, they indicated numbers were for the forthcoming projects.
Correct, sir. That's why I'm asking for the 3.2 gigawatt operational projects, which are earlier projects and will have a different cost.
Look, broadly the sense is that barring the very initial projects which were at a much higher cost, most of these projects, now of course we are doing close to about 1.5 crores per megawatt kind of equity. And just to give you a broad sense, NGL equity base is close to 5,000 crores as of now.
Okay. My second question is on the CERC regulations for the next 5-year block. Is there any discussions going on regarding the regulated returns? Could it be revised upward, downward, or any sense on that?
Well, it's true that, you know, some kind of consultation is happening, but it's too early to say any numbers at this present point of time. It should be very speculative.
Okay, sir. My final question is on the bidding in the renewable project. At least my sense for FY23 is that it was around about 15 gigawatt. So is it possible that in 24 it could reach 50 gigawatt or could it be much lower than the target? Could it be like say 20-25?
So I can only answer this from what the government has stated, that they want to have a trajectory of doing about 50 gigawatts of bidding per year for the next 5 years. I can't probably throw light more than that right now.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchal. Please go ahead with the question.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So my first question was on the renewables. So over the last one and a half year, we have got a decent portfolio of CNI renewables, which includes probably the likes of Greencos and HPCL, BPCL and others. So if you can probably speak something about this, what is our current portfolio in terms of the overall size? For how much is the term sheet signed? By term sheet, I mean, that means that the projects will surely be done. And how do you see the growth in the next 2-3 years from this particular segment, this specific segment, sir? Please. Thank you.
So if you're looking at C&I, and for the moment I'll also include railways in this. So we've already signed agreements / term sheets / PPA for about 2.5 gigawatts of RE-RTC power.
Okay. And so then how does this 12.6, you know, equate to the earlier number that you mentioned? 3.3 is commissioned, 4.6 is under execution, and 12.6 is in the pipeline.
Yeah, so pipeline includes what has already been signed and under planning for the, where we have already either issued the tenders or we are in the process of issuing the tenders. That's broadly the overall thing. So what we are working on is a total pipeline of about 20 gigawatts comprising of 3.3 gigawatts operational, 4.6 under construction, and balance 12.6 for which planning and implementation is in progress.
And of this 2.5 gigawatt is for which you have signed the term sheet and everything is ready.
Okay, so let me make it clear. 2.5 gigawatt of RTC power actually corresponds to close to around 8 and a half gigawatts of actual capacity on the ground, because you have to set up solar and wind and storage to supply this level. So when I say I've signed term sheet for 2.5 gigawatt RTC, I will actually develop close to 8 gigawatts of solar plus wind and storage to meet this requirement.
And so how do you see growth in this segment in the next 2-3 years? I mean, some color that you can, you know, provide in terms of new customers that you're looking at, how you're looking to target new set of customers?
So we are definitely looking at C&I, and this is the C&I, and once people have known that we have been able to sign on large deals and we have the capability to execute large deals, so I'm sure people are getting the message. We are already having a discussion with other guys. Probably not the right time to disclose the name and the numbers, but we are having discussions with a lot of other people.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. And the second question, sir, was on the financials. So if I do the console minus standalone numbers, the remaining subsidiary numbers, so the numbers look extremely low. I mean, the revenue and EBITDA have declined significantly versus the QOQ levels, I mean the 2Q, 3Q levels. So, sir, is there any significant one-off in the subsidiaries or JVs?
See, the only factor which separates it is this year we have been able to get more dividend compared to last year.
I was seeing before the other income, so I'm excluding the other income. It is just the sales numbers and the revenue and the EBITDA number. While depreciation interest costs are all similar, but the other numbers are very low.
THDC PAT is 672.85.
So can you repeat your question once again? So
I'm looking at the subsidiary performance on a EBITDA level. So for that I have done console minus standalone EBITDA, and the numbers look lower than what you have been doing historically. I understand there was this Nabinagar and others have moved to standalone, but even adjusting for that, the numbers look low.
See, one factor which I see here is respect of LPSC everywhere.
Also, no, I'll take it offline from this. Thank you, sir.
Probably we'll analyze it better and give you a very cogent explanation.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Niganya from AllianceBernstein. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just had questions regarding the contract with Greenko for the RTC 1300 megawatt. My first question was, would it be possible to share the tariff and the tenure of the contract signed with them?
probably not right to share the tariff number. Tenure is 25 years.
Got it. The second related question was, so green hydrogen costs are expected to come down in the coming years. So does the term sheet allow the buyer to exit at some point in the future, or is it binding for this 25 years?
No, it's binding for 20 years and review at the end of 20 years. Within 20 years, there is no exit.
Understood. That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So basically, I wanted to understand what are our new capacity addition plans, Thurman, in the next couple of years, and what is the pipeline that we are right now? By thermal pipeline, I mean thermal tendering, sir, the new plants that we have ordered. We will order new plants.
Well, as far as thermal is concerned, we are broadly targeting around 6 gigawatt, 7.
7 gigawatts in how many years?
When I say 6 gigawatt, I am leaving out Talcher, where the LOA has already been placed. For 1320 megawatts. So you can add another 6,120 megawatt, which will comprise of 5 different projects, mostly on the expansion. This would, we are expecting that much of this would be awarded by the end of the current fiscal.
In FY24 itself, most of the orders. Okay. And so the other question is, can you just give me the revenue, EBITDA and PAT for the entire renewable portfolio for FY23?
We can give it to you separately.
Okay, sir. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
And thank you very much on behalf of NTPC and my colleagues here for participating in this earning conference and raising some very pertinent questions. Wherever we have assured to provide information separately, we will be doing that at the earliest. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.